You know, I'm fascinated by your work for two reasons. One, of course, it's something right down our coast-to-coast alley. And the other is I continue to hear people are feeling very strange these days. Anxiety, depression, some people can't sleep, and they can't seem to put their finger on just what's happening to themselves. You two seem to have found some reasons and some causes. What do you think's going on?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating question, and I'm glad that you're bringing this up for your listeners. Is we are in a time of escalating energy on this planet, and there are metaphysical reasons, there are scientific reasons, but the bottom line is that the vibrational rate of the Earth is increasing. And that vibrational rate is known as the Schumann resonance, and the U.S. military has timed their communications equipment on this Schumann resonance, which was 7.8 hertz for, well, as long as they could record it. However, it's now over 12 hertz. And that means that we're experiencing the effects of a 24-hour day in 16 hours. So you imagine trying to jam that throughput through an organism that was geared for 24 hours, and now it's happening in 16 hours, and people are rebelling. Their tissues are actually screaming.
Okay, can anything be done to help them?
You know, that's such a great question, because the answer is yes. And a lot can be done beyond, say, medication. One of the first things that can be done is in recognizing, and all you have to do is look around the world to see things have to change. We're at a point of shift, and it's a glorious time to recognize that. So that's one of the first gifts, is to recognize that you are shifting, the planet is shifting, things obviously can't continue the way they've been going for eons. And so things that people can do, and I want to back up and mention, there's actually, we've defined 22 of these symptoms that can either be found in our website or our new book, and they're everything you've described and more. Ringing in the ears is another very common one. And so there are some simple steps. There's basically four simple steps people can do right now to help alleviate them. And the first one is, believe it or not, just drink an enormous amount of fresh water, optimally with oxygen in it. You can get oxygen drops at any health food store, and just really oxygenate the system, because it will help the cells wake up to this frequency that is throwing all the instrumentation of the government off, because for thousands of years it was at 7.83 and now it's over 12 cycles. So that's step number one. Step number two is to eat more food that's grown in light. So that would mean really infuse your diet with more fresh fruits and vegetables, because it will help balance the body. Step number three is to take a moment every single day, no matter what it is, take a moment every single day and communicate in however, whatever form you have to communicate with the divine within. Even if all it is a beautiful walk in nature, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter even if it's a second, because even a quality second will nourish the body. And then step number four, we really like to enjoy sharing as breathe gratitude. And I always share with people, go buy a pad of sticky notes, write the word breathe on every single one, stick them everywhere you can think of, and every time you see one, take a conscious breath and call in gratitude that you're still breathing, and you will notice a shift in what's going on, not only in the symptoms, in your entire life.
Is there a science behind this, or is it primarily metaphysical?
Well, I'll tell you, it is both. Sometimes we can get into an interesting conversation regarding the science of metaphysics. The yogis of India have been talking about breath and sunlight and vegetarianism for centuries. What's really happening is that there is a lightening up going on. We call it the path of self-ascension. And what we're seeing is that there are more and more people heading into the doctor's office, and the doctors have no medicine for them, because ascension symptoms are not in the books yet. So we have to realize that a lot of what's happening is because we are at the cusp of a new way of being as in humanity. And when people are evolving, you know, science takes a while to catch up. So what do? You have to trust your heart. You have to trust your inner knowing of what is good for you. So if what we have said feels wholesome, give it a try. And if it doesn't feel right for you, then don't do it. It is that simple.
Now, getting back to so many people who are just acting strangely these days.
You notice that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's also a symptom, Sri and Kyra, where people seem to be, I hate to use the phrase brain dead, but I mean, when you're driving, they stop at a light, it turns green, they don't move. People who normally would act normal have gone off the deep edge for no reason. And again, do we come back to this Schumann resonance? Is that something that we can blame, this Earth's vibration increase?
You know, that's such a well-phrased question, because really what's happening is, and rather than blame, it's certainly an attribute. Because indeed, I mean, imagine the to-do list, right? More and more people are calling me up saying, Kyra, my to-do list is endless. I now have a to-do list for my to-do list. And scientifically, we are now doing a 16-hour day. Bottom line, what used to be 24 hours is now 16. So if you are resisting it, imagine being in that river and you're trying to swim upstream. Well, that's if you are holding tight to the way things were done right up until around the time of the millennium. The greatest increase in the Schumann resonance has happened since right around 2001. And so with that rapid escalation, if you're holding tight and you're resistant to any form of shift, then you're going to see what you're seeing right now. And also, it's important to recognize that, you know, the sun shifted itself back in 2001.
Yeah, the poles changed.
Sure.
And so that, as you know, also is another reason why all the energy shifted. And, of course, it's projected that it will do this again in 2012. Well, we're basically now 5-6 years into this process. And so the polarization on the planet is showing in many different ways. So it's not just showing globally. It's showing in the physical expression of every single being out there. And the bottom line is, you know, I always like to share with people, you're on a galactic roller coaster. You chose to be here, so you can either hang on and have a great ride, or you're going to wind up probably not feeling too well after it's all done.